This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Robert Coles is and was a psychiatrist and author who tells about being in training for his psychiatric career. He said he worked under a supervisor who did not believe in God. And she told Robert Coles and the other people that worked under her, don't ever talk to your patients about theology. Don't ever talk about God. Don't ever talk about the three-letter word that we never talk about. Who wants to guess what that is? Sin. Don't ever talk about sin, because she said we know that their problems are probably based out of their belief in God, that that may be part of the problem in her mind. So Robert Coles is a believer in Christ, and he's told by his supervisor, don't talk to anyone about God. So there was a conflict there. One of his first patients is a 25-year-old graduate student by the name of Lisa, and Lisa has a lot of problems. She's talking to him, and right in the middle of the conversation, she says, I think I need to talk about another person. And he thought she was going to say a brother, a sister, a father or mother, a boyfriend. I want to talk about God. And Robert Coles said he raised one eyebrow and said, you want to talk about God? Because he knew what he'd been told. Well, long story short, he finally broke down and he said, you know what, Lisa, I will talk to you about God. And he shared with her that God loved her and God forgave her if she was willing to turn her life over to the Lord. And he said it not only was helpful for Lisa, the conversation, he said it was helpful for him. But that's not where the story ends. When he was being debriefed by his supervisor later about Lisa, he says, and I'll quote him exactly, I lied and I felt sinful afterwards. Sinful because I didn't have the courage and the integrity to tell my supervisor and to tell myself how helpful it had been for both Lisa and for me as well to have the discussion we had, to think about what is right and wrong in the largest moral perspective possible. I want to share this with you, that Lisa's problem is your problem, and Lisa's problem is my problem. We all suffer from guilt. I do believe there is such a thing as misplaced guilt. I do believe there is such thing as false guilt. I do believe there's such a thing as irrational guilt. Irrational guilt is when you feel guilty for what somebody else did. That's called irrational guilt, when you blame yourself for what someone else did. Sometimes a victim of abuse will say, it's my fault because I allowed this to happen or that to happen, and they blame themselves for what happened, and that's irrational guilt. That's not what I'm talking about. I have discovered this, that when people say, I have guilt, they usually are guilty. Big psychological discovery. When a man or woman says to me across the table, I feel guilt, you probably are guilty. And we talk about it. Just as I'm guilty, and you have guilt in your life, and we deal with those issues, not in terms of just psychology, but in terms of what the Lord God Almighty has to say. I want to talk to you today about the key verses about temptation that start in 13, but I want to look at the peripheral verses first. Let's look at 12, if we could bring that up again. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Let's leave that up there. We talked about trials last week, that God will accomplish something in your life through trials. Get this, that he won't accomplish in any other way. And James earlier in the chapter said, count it joy when you go through trials. And that, folks, to put it plainly, is nuts to most people. It's nuts to you and it's nuts to me. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean, count it joy when you go through trials, testing? Well, it produces something in your life called perseverance and endurance. And the end result, James said, remember, is to make us mature and complete.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.